Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Chaf Ches, Baba Kama 28a, pagination is 55. We'll start on the facing page though, in middle of the page, at the beginning of the line. Sholach Le Rav Chista Le Rav Nachman, Rav Chista sent the following question to Rav Nachman. Hare Omru, they have taught us already, this is a known statement, L'Rechuva, if a person kicks someone else in a degrading way, using his knee, shalosh, he has to pay 3 coins. V'levi'ita, and if he would kick the person with his foot, chamesh, then the amount that he has to pay is 5 coins. V'lesin kodes, if he hits the person with the saddle of a donkey, Shloshesrei, it's 13 coins. These were coins that were known in their society. And the payment is for boshes, for the embarrassment that's caused. It's not a damage payment, it's an embarrassment payment. And he continued, I know all this, but lepanda demora, if a person hits someone else with the handle of a shovel, v'lekufina demora, or with the blade of the shovel, Mai, what's the halacha? How much boshes do you have to pay? Shalach le, Rav Nachman sent back, Chista, chista, like an act of endearment, but you're making a terrible mistake. Kenosa kamagvis bevavel, are you really collecting fines in Bavel in Babylonia? We're not allowed to do that. Only in Eretz Yisrael with their special level of smicha. We're not allowed to collect kenosas. What is it that you're doing? Emali gufa de uvda hechihava. Tell me the exact story. What's going on? And maybe I can help you. Now, just as an aside, he's going to explain the story and they're going to reach a resolution. But right over here, there's a tremendous lesson. Very often, people who are knowledgeable, and sometimes not so knowledgeable, try to do self-service on halacha. They try to reach a conclusion, and they're just missing one little piece of information. If you could just fill in this one piece of information, then I could solve everything. And the truth is that they're not benefiting from the wisdom of the expert, because they're not sharing what the story is. Lahavdil, this is true in all areas as well. Accounting, law, electronics. I just need this one little thing. If you'd explain the whole story, you'd find out that there are deductions you didn't know about, there are filing requirements you didn't know about, etc. So Rav Nachman says, something's not right here. I'm not just giving you the answer. You're not supposed to be collecting kenosas in Bavel. So tell me the story, and maybe I can help you. Shalach le, Rav Chista sent the following story. Diahu gergusa, there was a certain well, an irrigation pit, deveitrei, that belonged to 2 people in partnership. Dechoyoma havadoli chad minayu, and the deal was that each day one of them would be able to draw from this well. Apparently it filled up at a certain rate, and that was the deal. Osochad, one of them came, kadali biyoma de lo delay, and he was drawing water on the day that didn't belong to him. Amale, so his partner told him, yoma didihu, it's my day, what are you doing? Lo ashkech bay, and the man did not listen, he continued drawing water. Shokal pando de mora, so he took the handle of a shovel, machye, and he started banging him. Amalei, Rav Nachman responded, now that he had the story in hand, Meya pandi bepanda lemachye, he should be able to hit him 100 times with the handle of the shovel. Why? Afila lemanda amalo avid inish dina lenafshe. Even the opinion that says that you're not allowed to do a judgment for yourself, b'makom pseida avid inish dina lenafshe. But if it's a case of damage, you're allowed. Now, we'll see here in a moment that the Itmar, let's do it right away, Rav Yehuda Amar Lo Ovid Inish Dilanafshei, that in general, Rav Yehuda says you're not allowed to do judgments for yourself. Rav Nachman Amar Ovid Inish Dilanafshei, and Rav Nachman holds you are. So Rav Nachman was the one who was talking to Rav Chista, and Rav Nachman said, listen, even according to the opinion that holds you're not allowed to do a judgment for yourself, meaning the opinion that you're not allowed is my colleague Rav Yehuda who argues with me. Rav Nachman says, I hold you're allowed, and there was nothing wrong over here. But Rav Yehuda holds you're not allowed. But hecha de'ika pseida kuli amala pligida avad inish dilinafshe, when there's a loss, as there is here, a person is allowed to do the judgment for himself. Why is there a loss over here? The answer is, number one, because if he goes to Beis Din, he's going to have to start explaining how much water was taken improperly, and he might not know. And secondly, even if he takes him to Beis Din, all Beis Din can do is perhaps require some payment option or something, but he needs water. He needs water from this pit. He's counting on water to irrigate his field. So he needs to take action right now. Ki pligi hecha delekab seida. The only case they argue is when there's no loss. Rav Yehuda amar lo avad inish dilanafshei. He's not allowed, according to Rav Yehuda. Tekevan delekab seida lezel kamedaina. Let him go to Beis Din. What's the problem? Why are we letting people take matters into their own hands, taking the law into their own hands? He could just as well go to Beis Din. Rav Nachman Omar Ovid Inish Dinlan Nafshe. Rav Nachman says you could take the law into your own hands. The Kevin de Bidin Ovid Lo Torach, since he's doing the correct thing, we don't require him to inconvenience himself and go to Beis Din. The Gemara tries to bring proofs to these two approaches. Let's just do closure on the story of Rav Chista. According to Rav Nachman, there was nothing wrong with this man pounding the other guy, or at least in a boshes sense. It sounds like there was no nezek necessarily, but at least whatever level of hitting he was doing, Rav Nachman didn't have a problem with it, because he's doing the wrong thing, and the partner is allowed to take action. Masu Rav Kano, Rav Kano asks, Ben Bagbag Omer, Ben Bagbag says, Al tikonis lechatzer chavirecha lita lashalach shalo berushos. Do not enter into your friend's house, into his yard, without permission to take what's yours. Shema tira olav kiganev, because it looks like you're a thief. Ela shevor eshinov, break his teeth, meaning force your way in, take it with strength. The emor lo shali ani notel, and tell him, I'm taking what belongs to me. It sounds like a kasha on Rav Yehuda, who said you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. Amar lei, he responded, imcha ben bagbag, with you is ben bagbag, yichidahu, it's the opinion of an individual. Meaning, Ben Bagbag holds like that, but no one else does. Upligi Rabbanan Alei, and the majority opinion is against Ben Bagbag's ruling. There's a question, what exactly Imcha Ben Bagbag means? Interesting expression. With you is Ben Bagbag. So some learn that it's Bitmiya, in wonderment. There's an expression, Vahashem Imo, Hashem is with him, that the halacha is like him. Or imcha, is this with you, that you carry with it, that you carry it with you as a final ruling. So that's bitmiya, it's in wonderment. Imcha ben bagbag, you're elevating this statement of ben bagbag to the level of imcha. Another approach is, probably even simpler to understand, on the second line of Rashi, imcha tehei tshuva zu she'ena klum. You could keep it to yourself. Keep it. We don't paskin like that. And either way, he's saying that this idea that Rav Yehuda is ruled against, and that it seems that you could take action, that's the opinion of Ben Bagbag, but we don't necessarily paskin like that. Let's skip three lines, towards the middle of a line. Another example, very close to the examples of Tam and Muad that we were dealing with previously in the Masechta. Tashema, come and hear a case. Shor sha'ola al gabe chaveru lahorgo. An ox got on top of a different ox, and it's a deadly encounter. Looks like he's going to kill the other one. Uva valatachton, the one who's the underdog, the one that's on the bottom, his owner comes, v'shamateh shalo, and pulls his animal out. V'nafal elyon, and the top one therefore fell, umes, and died. Potter, the owner of the bottom one who caused this damage, is absolved because he was just trying to save his animal. My love, b'muad. I would think the case is that it was a muad, and that if it kills the lower animal, he's going to be obligated in full damage. Delekab seda, there's no loss, so why is he taking action and he's potter? Apparently the rule is, ovid inish dilan and nafshe, you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. And the Gemara answers, how do you know the case is muad? Lo, betam, deikab seda. Maybe the case is a tam, and if he would do the damage, he would only be obligated in half payment. And that's why the owner wants to take action and has a right to take action because he would take a loss. Ihachi emaseifa, let's look at the second part of the same braisa. Dachfo la elyon umes chayiv. If he pushes the top one off, it's going to be chayiv. V'ibetama my chayiv. If he's taking action because he stands to take a loss because it's a tam, so then why is he chayiv if he pushes the other one off? And the answer is, Shahaya lo lishamto velo shamto. It was a case where he could have just as well pulled his animal out instead of pushing the top one. And therefore, if he pushes the top one and he kills it, he's going to be chayiv, because he could have extricated his animal from the situation by pulling him out. But again, we do not have a proof to this question of Ovid Inish Dilan Nafshe from this case of the oxen that were engaged in this fight. This is obviously a major topic, and hopefully at a later occasion we'll be able to revisit it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.